Hey everyone, thank you for listening to new episode Yoshi Den. This is called episode 146, Porn Island. It has 8 parts. And originally, we were filming a video podcast named as Bail Island. Later on, we changed it to a porn soup. And for one reason or another, we were not able to release it. So I'm releasing it as audio podcast for the Yoshi Den. And I'd like to thank Christina Rose, Peter Warren of AVN, Aiden Riley, who works for Evil Angel. I'd like to thank those three. They were very generous with their time. And I also like to thank Nick and Ernie, who did the post and production for the show. And I really, really appreciate it if you guys could follow Twitter and Instagram account for Nick and Ernie. Nick's account is Nick, NickLanata. And Ernie Hurtado, which is ErnieHurtado. Follow his Twitter and Instagram. They're both have same names. So I hope you guys enjoy the 8 episodes. And if you're looking for new podcasts to listen to, support Ernie at Moncast, which is a terrific podcast. It's been going for at least 3.5-4 years. So please support them. Anyway, enjoy the episodes. It'll run for next 8 episodes, and I should have 3 or 4 episodes after that to finish the series. Thank you very much. Talk to you guys soon, and happy holidays. By the way, one more thing. We are launching Illegal Magazine in San Francisco in January 2016. I talked about Illegal Magazine in one of my podcasts about 1.5 years ago, covering Michael Olson. We need donation to make that magazine available in San Francisco. If you're against the drug war, or if you ever lost anyone you care about due to drugs, please, please support us. This is something I really believe in, and we're working really hard to get this thing published in January. It was originally published in Copenhagen, Denmark, London, UK. Now I'm very happy to be part of this great team. So please support us. Go to yoshiden.com to donate. And that's it. Thanks and happy holidays.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Christina Rose Podcast. I'm Christina Rose. On today's podcast, we'll be discussing such topics as...
This is the reason why Jews run everything. Ari Shaffir, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Bed Island. And, good to see you. I'm here with Peter Warren and, of course, Christina Rose. And I'm glad you're doing this.
Thanks. I did the other podcast with another... Who was that with? Some other girl.
Which other girl?
I don't know, it was like 1 or 2 ago in somebody's apartment. Some other porn girl.
Did I have something to do with that?
Yeah, you were there.
I was? Oh my God, I must have been.
Yeah, yeah, she
oh,
did.
That...
Who was that with?
Oh, you're talking about mine.
Oh, she wasn't a porn girl, she was just hot.
That's what...
Yeah, but what happened to Lilith? Or what's her name? Lilith, what happened to her?
Oh yeah, that chick.
She's still doing comedy?
No,
of course not.
I got fired from DVDSA, and behind my back, she started dating the manager of the show.
Oh,
she
really?
Was hot.
And she then, was hot.
And then
is that the girl that came over to my house that one
yeah,
night?
I remember.
She started dating the manager of the show. Who's the manager of the show? Shows have managers?
Well, man. Dave
who's Joe's the manager.
Manager
of this show?
Yeah.
Not me.
I'll do it, but I'm just not going to be good at it. But if you want to say I'm the manager, you don't have to pay me anything.
So, you just everything. Get to steal employees and fuck them.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You have to let people that's stab right. you behind the back. And then.
I guess it has been 1 year. I forgot. I'm completely spacing now. I didn't even smoke. Well, Ari, I'm glad you're here because you're... how dare you if you happen to not to know Ari, but he's a staple in the...
How dare you?
How dare you?
New York and L.A. comedy scene. Weird. And... of course, you saw him in numerous occasions on Joe Rogan's podcast as well. But most important about Ari, I respect you a lot because you've always been honest and a pretty loyal guy.
Thank you, Yoshi. I have a question. It's Japanese and Chinese. Can one say ours and the other not say ours? Do they each have trouble with specific letters, or is it similar?
R and L is always difficult.
For both?
Yes.
Okay.
We have it backward, actually.
But why are they back? Why do they get them backwards? I was thinking about this the other day. Is it just...
Because our mothers have a sideways pussy, Peter.
He's like, is that what you're getting at?
R and L is the least of our worries.
But is it an actual like problem with the way?
Wait, is this a Jew on Asian kind of episode?
I was gonna say we got two Jews and Asian.
Yeah, did your mouth just not form correctly?
And half the women aren't allowed to speak, so their vocal patterns of the children aren't fully developed. Is that what happened? But no, is it that or is it just like stupid Asians who can't speak right? Like,
oh yeah.
You know, I mean, we have
there's a lot of that.
There's plenty of stupid Americans we all know who can't speak correctly. So,
but not why be able to say a letter, a whole letter. We don't have anybody that stupid. People think Chinese people are so smart, but there's a lot of Chinese people. They have some dumb ones.
That's what I'm wondering. Is it
the smart ones make it over here?
The smart ones do make it over here.
The dumb ones are back in China. Because if you have over a billion people, you're not going to educate everyone at Harvard-level education.
I know when I was in Israel, they have these things called Jaffa oranges from the city of Jaffa, just a lot of oranges, and they ship the nice ones out to other countries, and the garbagey, like, spotted-up ones they keep for themselves. Is that how China is with their people?
I mean, you got a billion people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the stuff that Joe Rogan used to say. Like he believes this. When have you heard him say this? Women in Boston are ugly, but I don't know if that's accurate. I think all the good looking ones leave Boston.
Yeah, but you would think some high school ones, somebody would get stay there until they're 23. There's not very good looking, many good looking people there at all.
Oh my God.
And the ones that are talk like this, I don't even want to do it. So
I like,
gross.
I like Boston for comedy.
I do meet a lot of good-looking girls from Boston. They just leave.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of colleges there, but fuck. They're gross on the inside, too. That's the worst part. They're gross on the inside.
God. Amazing.
Yeah, Boston. Just a bad city for
so you don't show in Israel, is that it? Or you have to go because you're a Jew and like that's something that Jewish people do.
Do what?
Go Tel Aviv and Jerusalem.
I used to live there.
Wait a second.
Wait,
Christina, you like Jewish guys, don't you?
Pause. Wait, I'm asking something.
Did you say Christina?
Christina.
Oh, it sounds like it's been more than once you said Christina.
Christina, go ahead. Wait, who's Jewish is this?
Like you're trying to say Christian.
If you're
and then
Jewish,
you go,
don't you get a free trip?
Yeah,
over there?
Until you're 26. You get their birthright.
I wish I was born Jewish. I want a free trip.
Hey, well, here's the here's
a
new thing.
I get a free trip to Mexico.
Are you over 26?
Yes.
Oh, well, then you can't go.
Way over.
You don't get a free trip to Mexico?
Yeah, I don't get a free trip
yeah,
to Mexico.
It's called INS.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Deport you?
I was born here, so they can't kick me out now.
They give thousands of people free trips every day across the border.
Wait. Speaking of, you've seen the video clip, right, Christina?
Of what?
When he drove. What was the clip? You just,
the Amazing Racist? I picked up a bunch of young Spanish workers at a Home Depot, and then I drove them.
Let's watch it right now.
And you drove to
the INS,
right? Yeah. You know, you see those poor guys jumping out of the back of the truck.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Were they at all aware that was going to go down?
No. Another. Oh, my God. What the?
Hey, don't stretch your dress out.
And Ari was kind enough to teach a bunch of Asian people how to drive.
How to what? How to drive?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm trying to help the safety of the community.
Did you go to Pasadena for that?
No, where was that? I don't know where that was.
It was really
good. I
just
started a driving school and did it in Koreatown. Koreatown? Or is there not Chinatown? It's Koreatown.
It's got to be Koreatown.
There's Koreatown out here.
Yeah.
I used to live there.
So how really? Long did you live in Israel?
I lived in Israel for 2.5 years. It was so much fun. But I was religious back then.
Oh, my God.
And your parents are Orthodox, right?
Yeah.
So how do you go from Orthodox and stand-up comedy, weed?
Now are you saying Orthodox?
Orthodox.
Say stuff weird today, Yoshi.
I went to Israel for a Yochi. Month, and it was one of the worst yes. months of my life.
Yochi. You went to Israel for a month?
Yeah.
Why was it bad?
Because I couldn't eat anything. My stomach couldn't take it. I was sick for days.
Oh, oh
God.
And there was nothing to do. There was no... I couldn't find a Coca-Cola anywhere.
You didn't beat up some Palestinian for fun? You guys don't do that?
It was
what
awful.
Do you mean you couldn't find a Coca-Cola everywhere? They're well, everywhere.
You could find it, but not any... It wasn't cold. You couldn't get ice.
What do you mean you can't find ice?
You couldn't get ice. Like, they don't drink ice in their drinks. It's like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah,
that's
no.
like...
They just make the cans a little cold and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, we that's, live fat that, in that's America, common Peter. In Europe, they don't too. Live like that everywhere.
You notice that?
I
they
had
don't
fat
give...
on rice when I was there once. I was staying at some family's house and they said the word for fat. And I was like, because we asked what's for dinner. And I was like, that can't... Maybe I don't know the word. But they now, just took fat.
If you want shawarma, you could get that on every fucking corner.
It was
corner.
Good. It was really
Christina.
Good.
There's guys walking around with machine guns everywhere.
Let me ask
There's...
you guys a question for Peter and Christina.
Yes.
How come every porn girl I know smokes pot and eats like a third grader without a father? Because yeah. all I see is cookies and Doritos, and they all have nice bodies, but they eat like middle-aged Philadelphia like husbands.
Well, jealous? I wouldn't... I,
are you jealous?
Yes. What is it? What is it?
I wouldn't say that's true of all porn girls.
Because I can.
It's a lot of them. Why? Because metabolism is
okay,
so high?
Okay, first of all, I smoke pot because I like to, but also, if you had to fuck some of these motherfuckers, you'd smoke pot too. I'm just trying to maintain niceness.
All right.
And then I eat shitty because I can. I have to clean my ass out for anal every once in a while, so it's like, it's all good.
They do kind of all smoke pot. I mean, that's
wait, Doritos helps you clean your ass out?
No, but I can clean my ass out after I eat Doritos.
Oh, right. That's what bulimics used to do. That was one of the ways of the bulimia. They just took the laxatives and shit a bunch.
I don't take laxatives. I just give myself a fucking enema with water. Just clear that bitch out.
You know what it is, though? Before you turn 30, you eat whatever the hell you feel like eating. Yeah. You don't realize.
I'm about to turn 30 on the 14th, motherfucker, and
that's
I'm
what
still
I'm saying.
Eating it.
Listen, I'm still eating it too because I can't shake the habit. But you do realize after the age of 30 that it's not so good for you. And
it's not good for me before the age of 30 yeah. either. And I
yeah, but
still
you don't
do
realize it.
It.
Like it doesn't start to.
I
affect
do.
You.
I'm very aware. Vegans make me very aware every single day. I live in California.
Well, yeah, you don't listen to them though. I don't listen to them either. Listen, I'm on your team. I'll continue to eat shit. I don't care. But
vegans eat Doritos too.
Who you?
You know, a bunch of vegans. That
who
are
fat. You dating? Which porn girl? Were you?
No.
Oh,
he says he just knows.
No, just
some.
Knows.
Oh, okay.
Just ones I've seen and stuff.
I think Dom Barris used to date a porn girl too, right?
Yeah, a long time ago, Friday.
Yeah, that's right. She was in the movie Fashionista. I remember her.
Friday, I remember that chick.
Yeah.
That's ginormous tits. Jesus,
ginormous.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
You moved to New York about a year ago. How's that transition for you? I know you're still doing your podcast. Hilarious.
Yeah, I can do that from anywhere. So, you know, that's good. I know. I just need a fat Mexican to, you know, come around with me. I see you guys have
they
one
don't
of those.
Have those in New York.
And of course, he's talking about our audio Spanish engineer, people. Ernie.
I found all these speakeasies there right before
yeah,
I left. They're pretty cool.
That's pretty
you just
dope.
There's like phone
what the
booths.
Hell is that?
They're just like secret doors.
Yeah.
Like at like a burrito place or a hot dog place or mm-hmm. whatever, and then just a little door will open up and there'll just be downstairs a whole bar set up with no door to the outside. They only let some people in. Sorry.
You know, it's kind of cool.
No blacks. That's what it means, right?
No blacks. It can
or Asians.
That. It can mean that and does in a perfect world. And it is a perfect world because it does mean no blacks.
Oh my God.
I guess that answers my question that I was about to ask because I was going to say, you know, that there was a reason why speakeasies came to be during Prohibition because, you know, it was during Prohibition. But now alcohol is, well, since the 20s, really, alcohol
it just keeps people out.
Is perfectly legal. But it's like... Yeah, I guess that's why. Why would there still be speakeasies?
I think they have upscale black people in there. They look at you.
Ah, it's too hot.
I mean, speakeasies are cool.
I mean, there's places in Chinatown I can get in because they can tell. Well, with my name, it doesn't help. Japanese name.
They don't want you there.
They hate the Japs.
Oh, no Japanese or dogs.
Yes, you've seen the movies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought it's no Chinese or dogs.
No Chinese and dogs. No, yeah, Chinese Bruce Lee movies.
Yeah.
But I'm ethnically Korean. That. So, you know, growing up in Japan, the Koreans are the Jews of Japan.
Yeah.
Because my uncle's last name, every time you see a Japanese guy with last name that start with gold or silver,
Ging
or King, that's like a Korean pretending to be Japanese. My uncle's name was Kanemura, which was Money Village. That's like a Jew.
Money Village? Really? That is like the
every Korean
ever.
Guy in Japan have a Jewish, Asian Jewish version of their, you know.
Wow, that really is a Jewy name.
And most of the entertainers in Japan are Korean. Like a lot of the stand-up comic, they have a fake Japanese name, but they all have a Korean Jew names.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they're the entertainers too?
And that's why you see a lot of Koreans doing pretty well in show business in LA.
I don't see that.
Shout out to all the Koreans in
Dr.
Los
Ken.
Angeles.
Come on.
Oh yeah, Dr. Ken. He's Korean?
Mm-hmm. Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee, that's two.
Margaret Cho.
Three.
What about that guy that had
Randall
that song?
Park, Korean?
No, too far now. Who are you really talking about?
Randall Park. He's on Beep on HBO.
No.
No one watches that show.
I'm not saying we are competing with the Jews. That's impossible.
Oh, yeah. How many Koreans are there in Korea?
65, 70, I'm guessing.
A million?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so many more than Jews. You guys should have more than three people I've heard of.
I like when Dennis Rodman
that's
got
true.
Drunk in
I'll give you that. You guys dominate Nobel Prize, too.
Yeah.
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 No, Jews are smart.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Coming from Asian people.
Yeah. No, I know.
But I think Asians are more greedy than Jews, though.
They're greedier. They don't stop and smell the roses. They don't care.
We are pretty awful, I have to say. Patrice O'Neill, little before he died, and this is sad.
Do you
but
think this is why he died? What you're about
he
to say?
He hated Asians. So last time I saw him, he told me for 2.5 hours why he hated Asian people.
Wow.
And then a few months later, he died.
Wow.
What does that
that's what
mean?
You get for
like,
fucking with Asians.
You can't openly say you hate Asian people.
Because they'll put stuff on you.
But fucking Asian people hate each other. You know that. You live in New York City. You know that better than I do.
Well, I don't see Asians. My mind just CGI's that out. Whenever I see Asians, I just see air. It's like that episode of X-Files where he goes cerulean blue. The sky is cerulean blue.
God.
And I don't see anything. And there's Mack trucks coming right at him and he doesn't see it.
What is this? That's 1996.
It's pretty fun out there in New York. I just get high and walk around all day and stare at people.
The weather, though, gets so fucking shitty.
Yeah, that's why I left until the end of April.
No,
still hasn't hit 60 yet. Still hasn't hit 60 yet. Not even once. I thought maybe I was going to go home too late, but I'm not.
I could tolerate the winter. What I can't tolerate is that fucking summer in New York City.
Oh, I don't mind the summer. I walk home late at night. Like it gets like 75 degrees. It's so nice.
It's a little musty with the trash all over
the street.
It's musty.
Yeah, and the trash bags move. They
and
rustle.
And the rats are just
because
like...
Because there's rats in there. Ugh. It, one of them hit my leg. It ran right at me, hit my foot. Ugh.
Yeah, the rats out there are like the size
they
of my dog.
They get up and they hiss at you.
What?
The rats in Chinatown.
I've seen that.
I saw someone post a picture of a rat crawling up the side of a building. Like,
oh, no.
Like Spider-Man or something.
I don't want either.
They shouldn't have that power.
And when you go to Subway, you'll see a family of rats. You seen those? You seen like a half a dozen or a dozen?
They need to get into a new building this year where they just don't have rats. One of those metal buildings.
You're not going to find any homes like that.
God,
it's impossible.
It's so expensive.
It's impossible.
You live in a closet. It's so expensive, and all the apartments out there are hella small.
I had no
kids. Ari, they're your neighbors. You got to understand something. The rats.
Yeah.
They really rats. Are. If you're going to live in New York City, they are
giant
your neighbor.
Cockroaches, too. The slow ones that are just the size of like this microphone top. Just like,
oh, my God.
They're stupid cockroaches. The Asian ones are really smart. They fly. The cockroach in Asia fly.
Really?
Ew. Disgusting.
Because if you leave all day and come back middle of the night, and remember when you put the light on, you'll see about four or five cockroaches that's flying crazy in the middle of the room. And my mother, it landed in my mom's face one time. And it was hilarious.
For you.
Oh, gross.
Plus, we eat them too in Asia. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Do you? Is that a thing?
Not Japanese, but if you go to Thailand and places like that, they
jungle
eat everything.
Asians. Jungle Asians. You all look
jungle
down at the jungle Asians.
Asians,
right? You all look down at the jungle Asians. The Laotians, the Cambodians, Vietnamese. Who else are the jungle Asians?
Okay, remember that guy?
Mongolians.
Remember that book, Bell Curve? I know you went to college.
Uh-huh.
Charles Murray and Murray okay. wrote that book about IQ and the race differential.
Yeah, I sort of remember hearing about it.
Yeah, and in the book, it said the Japanese and Chinese are the smartest race in the IQ thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, in Asia, they do rank each other, whether people like it or not. There's a lot of that shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going to say him because it's not my interest to talk about that, but...
Asians hate people hate other Asians right
more than yeah, anyone
that,
else.
That blunt was pretty good. I rarely smoke out of blunts like that. Straight tobacco leaves. It's good. It adds that extra kick.
Backwood is it just?
You want another one?
I kind of want to roll another one.
Go for it. I don't know. We have to treat Ari with the.
I want one of those Cool Ranch Doritos. Is what I want.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I also have gummy bears.
Oh, what? Why have I been here for this long? I haven't been off of gummy bears. They're better when they get stale.
By the way, Ari, I was in adult business for 14 years.
You were in what? The adult business for 14 years?
Bar none. Christina is the funniest girl of all time.
Stop talking about me all the time to everyone that comes over. It feels all weird.
It's like,
you're right here.
It's like having a little monkey. I want to show it to my friends, you know?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Come over. Yes, I have this little monkey. She rolls blunts. She eats.
You realize
shit.
You're sitting on that monkey's bed, right?
I know.
Now. Like, choose okay. your words wisely, Yoshi.
She knows I'm joking, for God's sake.
I know.
So where do you live?
I'm homeless.
Really?
I haven't paid rent since the day I got fired. February.
Like a year and plus ago.
No, over 2 years.
Wow.
I've been to Afghanistan twice, Europe three times, the Middle East twice, over 33...
The Middle East?
The Middle East, yes.
You know what? Here's living proof that Asians are genius, though. This is the only person I know of in the world who can be homeless and just travel the world with no job.
Yeah. You're like the end of...
I don't understand how that happens.
I have some
Duel
money.
Denial.
It's
but
not
I was
homeless.
Spent-
you live in L.A. It's bohemian.
Call what?
Bohemian.
Bohemian, yeah.
I have friends kind enough let me stay, you know, a few days here. Like, I've been living like that for the last 2 years, but because of that, I'm able to travel and able to do this. And I'm lucky to have guys like Attell, Norton, Russell Peters, Pablo Francisco, Joe Rogan every once in a while at the Ice House. You know, you guys support by giving me gigs, and that's how I'm living. Plus, I sell my blood. It's useless.
People in the world, it's useless.
It's useless. Wow. They only want Asian women's egg. They don't want Asian guys. We're completely useless. One of my friends, he's really tall, good-looking Jewish guy. He sell his sperm $7,500 a pop.
Wait, what?
Oh.
Yeah, it's useless. You know what? I'm tall. I'm a Jew reject because they don't want my sperm either.
He has he's got a master's degree, very high IQ, good looking, good with kids, tall, muscular, good looking.
Successful stand-up comedian. I was on the dean's list in college.
why didn't you find out how much your sperm's worth?
I mean, I don't need $7,500. I could sell for
$7,500. He makes $7,500 minimum. Yeah.
Minimum?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Sure, I'll take it.
That's ridiculous.
What do you mean? Of course I'll do that. Give me the information.
For real?
$7,500?
I don't know if you'll get $7,500, though.
You said that's minimum.
No, for him. He's a tall, good-looking Jew.
Dude, I've already been spending the money.
I'm not saying you can't get money. I'm not saying you can't get money. I don't know if you'll get that much.
Okay, but even if I get 1,000, that'd be golden.
But you're a Jew, so yeah, it's worth something.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. But out of all of them, Asian women's egg is worth the most.
Really?
Other women...
Because they're delicious.
It's not egg rolls. If Asian women have a high IQ and or especially a PhD in something like math or something, mm-hmm. her eggs are worth a lot.
Can you just tell them that you are PhD?
You have to show a credential and interviews. But yeah, it's sad. But white, black, Latina eggs, I mean, just worthless.
Even not white.
Asian women is the highly sought one.
Okay, but white will always be a standard of a success. You know, it's like the dollar.
Are you self-hating Jew? Is this what's going on?
No, but come on, man. Whites, they fucking dominate, bro.
Depends what kind of white, I think.
Whites dominate.
I think maybe Scandinavian white. I could kind of see that.
Look, we came here later. Look how quickly we took over. North America, you don't think of anything of color in North America. It's white. It wasn't any white. Like 600 years ago. There was not a single white.
Yeah, but
sure.
They just took over one ship and just bred from there.
But the Mexicans are taking their revenge now.
No.
They really are.
Yeah, we got to find a way to like make them sterile.
Taking back what was ours, bitch.
Your is Rose a Spanish name?
I can't talk because my family's from Canada and my family's from Mexico. So it's like...
Yeah, but that averages out to America.
I'm in the middle. I'm everything.
But Christina, when I look at you, I don't think Latina, though. You're so pale.
No, everyone always thinks I'm Asian.
I say half Asian.
It's just because I'm high.
I would say half
Asian. Is that embarrassing when people think you're Asian?
No, but I just don't like guys that are really into Asian girls.
Oh, what is that about?
Because it's like okay, so you're only going to date like a certain like group of people. Like you've narrowed it all. It's just like it's a weird fetish thing.
What about guys?
You mean like girls who only date dark guys? That doesn't happen, right?
That's not true.
Is that her? You only date black dudes?
No, I just don't.
Brown date, guys.
I just don't date white guys because I've been traumatized by so many that every time one asks me out, I'm like.
Traumatized? Oh, you mean during filming?
Or no, your father? No, in life. Real life.
Oh.
My mom just texted
your doggy
me a picture.
Gummy stuff?
No.
No.
Oh, I've already given him like 9. Most of them are red, though. There were some yellows in there, though, to be honest.
Oh, shit.
Better not, or I'll put your dick in the blender.
My mom just texted me a picture of my dad wearing the Jews at Sea shirt.
Aww. He made a movie
Where's
called
Jews at Sea.
Yeah.
Is it all just Jewish girls and boys having sex on the ocean?
That would have been better.
It would have been way better.
That would have been better story. Sad to say, that would have been better.
What was this one?
I keep trying to convince Will Ryder to make a parody.
Never mind.
Yeah, you're right.
He went to family reunion vacation on a boat while he's there writing porn reviews without not letting the family know about him being an avian reporter. Is that about right?
Yeah, you got it. That's it.
Wow.
So he's writing about people who fuck, but there's no fucking in the movie.
Yeah. So it's kind of a letdown in a way.
So what happened? So this one guy killed himself because of you.
Yeah.
And the other family who brought their child up on the porn set, who's that? What happened to them?
Okay.
Dog, this is poison. It will kill you.
Pebbles, stop it.
Pebbles wants the treats so
Pebbles,
badly.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to eat anything.
I don't mind talking about the...
Pebbles, suck my dick. Pebbles, suck it. Just suck it. I know you're good at it. Come on, Pebbles, you bitch.
I don't mind talking about the suicide stuff, other stuff, because they still work in the porn business. I don't want to be difficult.
Really?
But yeah.
Do you know those people? Do you guys know those people?
I don't care. What I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. We'll talk about Jake Malone if you like.
Talk about Jake Malone. What do I care?
What do you want to talk about?
When did he jump out of the bridge?
A few weeks ago.
He jumped off a bridge?
Yeah. Long Beach, yeah.
I'm going to make fun of Jake Malone. Dying.
We're not making fun of him. We're just talking about it.
So if that's what you're about to fucking do, we can wrap it up right the fuck now.
I'm not making
That's
fun.
That's what we do on Bed Island.
I guess Christina have to leave now.
kidding. All right, now.
I could ask everyone to leave right now.
I'm kidding.
I don't have to be here because I'm not getting paid to do this, so I could just fucking get in my bed and make money right now.
But we are getting paid, though, right?
No. You got paid by marijuana.
With my marijuana, what are you paying me?
He had a heroin addiction for a long time.
How do you make money here? Oh, you webcam stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Right here?
Yeah, I webcam right here.
Oh, it's such a good idea.
I know. I don't even have to leave my house or nothing.
So what happens? Guys just say like, hey, I'd love it if you like lean back.
I let guys fucking email me and I set up a time with them. They want to
She's so merchandise too.
And we webcam. Like a lot of times it's me like doing a small penis humiliation.
That's my favorite. I love it when she tweets about if anybody wants to get humiliated, I've got a special going on right now.
I discount my rate for the small penis humiliation because it's kind of becoming a passion of mine. I just love I love doing it and I love that they pay me to do it. It's so funny. I just sit here like I'm dressed right now and just go in on them and how their dick looks like a chicken nugget or whatever.
I mean, can you imagine if somebody would pay you to sit there on webcam and just tell them what a piece of shit they are?
That'd be pretty fun.
Or they dress up in like their wives' negligees, and I make them twerk and say, I love Waka Flocka. I might still have that video on my phone.
But I heard in New York, a lot of my sex worker friends in New York, a lot of Orthodox Jews will show up, and they love hearing shit like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, that's the end
of... I mean, it's like huge.
Of Sasha's movie, The Girlfriend Experience was an Orthodox Jew at the end.
Really? That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I never saw it, but... I don't know why I said, oh, yeah, then.
You should see it. It's good. It stars our friend, Sasha Grey.
So are your family still pretty religious and, you know, they're cool with the...
Well, by that, if you mean, is my family still religious? Yes, they are. Yeah, no, they're still Orthodox. It's weird when I go home and see them.
And they just learned to live with it, the fact that they don't choose.
Care. So you were raised Orthodox.
Yeah.
And you were into it for a long time.
Did you dress up and everything?
Uh-huh. So one of those things.
Those
curly cues.
What turned you off of being a Hasid?
I just didn't believe. I stopped and thought about it. I just didn't believe.
Ah,
so that's a good reason. Sort of stopped.
So you're atheist now.
I'm atheist.
Good for you. Welcome to the club.
Yeah. I was agnostic for a while, and then I just realized that was just like, what are you doing? You know, you
got
to
make
believe.
Commitment to it. You
yeah,
know?
You know what? Agnostic is like bisexual. When you know you're gay, but you just can't commit to it.
Yeah.
You know?
So we're gay.
Yeah.
I would think, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about like last year been for you, going to New York. And,
well, New York was fun. It was weird though, because I didn't know any girls there. So, you know, you end up having just a few people you hook up with here or there. So I didn't know anybody, so I had to start over. And friends, too.
And were the comedy community pretty nice to you in New York City when you... I'm good. No, I had enough.
Yeah. That was pretty wide open. I was surprised. Well, I didn't know what to expect because I first started thinking about moving there like 5 years ago.
Right.
And that would have been more of a struggle. But yeah, a few places to stand especially just opened up their doors to me.
So I think if people know you already, that helps a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, half the places I walked in, some of them, they were like, who are you? What do you want? I'm like, oh, I want to go on. I'm like, well, this is the way it works. Okay, fine. The other half were like, oh, hey, great. We'd love to have you.
Because I think last time I saw you in New York, I think you were doing a show with Florentine, if I remember right. It was some club. It's a kind of new club. Where was that?
Maybe The Stand.
Is that the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a year and a half.
And you were killing it with Jim and... And you were doing a lot of international gigs now too.
Yeah, I go to Canada a lot. I went to Switzerland last year and Australia. I'm going to China next year.
Dude, Australia, that's what's up.
Have you been there?
No, I want to go there because don't they have the zoo and you can hold the koalas?
Oh, I didn't hold a koala.
Oh my God, you could have held a koala. You fucked up.
Oh. I didn't even see that. I have seen videos of koalas scratching the shit out of people's legs.
No, these ones are all tame. They're just like totally high on eucalyptus. You can fucking hold them.
I did not do that. But the zoo in Sydney does go all downhill. You take a tram up to the top and then you just go all downhill to the end. So the whole way, you'd never have to walk up.
That's right. I was trying to see you in Amsterdam. I fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
There was a skill engine problem. I missed you guys. And by the time I got there...
We were there for 3 days.
I didn't hear from you guys, so I thought you guys were.
So all the people in the windows, you know, all the hookers.
I love those girls.
Yeah, the problem is they bother you too much. They knock on the glass and like try to beckon you in. You're like, come
on. Where are they sitting on the stool eating like a noodle dish and they're on the phone like this, not
texting.
Even looking at you?
Yeah, I'd rather that.
I love that.
I saw one girl who had the biggest dick. Wasn't even trying. It was just a giant dude.
That was
giant
a black point. Guy,
bikini, but like those. Old yeah. pubic hairs that the guys have in their chests.
Taco meat.
Taco meat? Yeah.
We always end up talking about trannies.
I love trannies. They're cool.
I remember one year.
They get mad too easily.
They take female hormones.
Oh, I know you ain't looking at me. I just want you to cross the street. I'm waiting for you to go so I can go. No, you respect Mama Shanique Lake.
Who is it, Mutombo? Jesus.
I don't know.
They would. They do always have like the most exotic names. I don't know where the trainees come up with
it's,
their names.
It's Baroness von. Like, yeah. They always do the craziest names.
It's never think just about Samantha. It. If you could name yourself, what would you name yourself?
As
the
a
most
tranny?
Fabulous name ever.
I know. I would name myself Ari.
No, you wouldn't. You would name yourself.
I would name myself Christina Rose. I don't know what I'm gonna say. Yeah, maybe His Highness, the Royal and Venerable, and then some more from there.
Was that your first trip to Amsterdam?
Yeah,
did
weed.
You pick up a hooker though?
Nah,
you didn't go on the little red light.
I went down there, but I was getting laid too much. It just felt like it was a waste of money.
But just for the experience, because most people. Just
but I've gotten hookers before. I got them in Brazil and Tijuana.
Is it the same as the red light or what?
Pretty much. You just go to a brothel.
Well, let me guess. Mexico, it was Adelita Club, a Hong Kong club.
Club Adelita.
Yes.
Correct.
$60 a girl plus $11 for a room and buck for that guy cleaning that.
Luck for the guy. The worst job in the world.
Oh, my God.
It's $72.
$60. Wow.
$11 for the room and $1 for the jizz mopper. $1 he gets.
At least he got equated into it. He's not just getting like, you know.
I think he's
maybe, but he's got to pay his boss. He's got to tip out.
Do you have to tip out for that job?
The jizz mopper has to tip out.
I think so.
Fucked up job then.
Hong Kong club probably.
But he gets to wring out his jizz mop on the. Some people sell it in the black market.
I bet if you're for that job, you like jizz.
But Hong Kong club, the girls are a little prettier, I have to say. I think they're $10 higher price.
Jim Painter, that guy who said that, what's her name, was the dirtiest girl he's ever had sex with.
Don't say her name, please.
But he said he went, and he goes, you could tell that the girl he got was a mother. And I was like, how could you tell? That's really gross. Like, how could you tell? And he goes, because her kid was in there watching us.
Whoa, I got a boner. Well, what was it like in Brazil? Because I got hookers there too. Was it in Rio or?
It was in Rio. I take you into this place, and there's a bunch of girls walking around in bikinis, but they go right on you. As soon as you look up, they're on you.
Was it Help? That's the name of the club.
I don't know.
What were you there? Like for comedy or just vacation?
Vacation.
When was it?
I don't know, a couple years ago. But it was cool. I liked the beach and all. The weird thing is everybody thinks everyone's beautiful in Brazil, but it's not that they're just open about their sexuality. So even the fat chicks wear thongs out there. It's pretty gross.
You could smell sex in the air in Rio.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you go to Club Help, I think maybe they're not around anymore. But it's like for every guy in there, there's 10 women in there.
Yeah, you just choose which one. But it's hard to say no. It's like a strip club when they come to you for lap dances. And you're like, no, come on. I just want to talk to my friend for a second.
And they'll grab your dick or grab your ass.
Oh, my God.
And, really aggressive in your face. Yeah,
especially if you're American, huh?
Then they bring you upstairs. And they say, okay, go in here. I'll be right back. And they change into a different kind of lingerie from like a bikini into lingerie. Then come back. And then,
seems kind of pointless.
And they blow you.
Well, because they don't want to ruin their being outside to get dude's outfit. They've got a set backup. Yeah,
but I'm about to take this off, though.
Oh, wisdom, you guys. Just so you know.
I thought I'd just change into a robe and take this fucking robe off.
So you did at the spot. That's different because... Two different ways. Either they take you to a little motel right nearby it.
Oh, no.
Or you go to their apartment. I've done
to
both.
Their apartment?
Yeah, I've done that too.
Wow.
And it was a black girl too. So what? I took a lot of chance.
Whoa.
It was like Fabella or something. Really? I was crazy back then. 2000. Who does that?
In what, 2013?
Back then. 2002. Don't pretend like you weren't just doing it a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I do that too. But like... Because one time...
Yeah, I've gotten hookers a couple of times. It's fun, but then it's like, all right, I got it.
I remember my friend called me from Japan and said, hey, my aunt and my niece is visiting Amsterdam. Can you just kind of take them around in Amsterdam? Because they don't speak English. So I'm like, sure. And we were walking by Red Light District. A girl started knocking on her... And you just keep ignoring, right? We just keep moving. They're harassing. And she opens the door and she goes, hey, Yoshi, are you coming back later? And like... Either she made a really good lucky guess or it was really uncomfortable and we didn't say anything for the rest of the night. I knew the girl, by the way.
Oh my God.
But I love going to all those different brothels because they do business differently. Did you go to the one in Utrecht, Netherlands?
No.
You know how you go to Mississippi and they have casinos on the boat? So technically they're not on the city.
Sure.
In Utrecht, you go by the water. All this, about 100 boats right by the water. And you see a little bridge attached to it. And the girls are standing by the big window in the boat. So technically, prostitution is not allowed at the... Which not happening. Yeah, so it's funny. I'm a boat person, so naturally I want to get on the boat.
Can you
get
feel when you fuck on the boat? Can you feel the wave of the boat? I would just try to be inside and then not move at all and see if the wave of the ocean could get me.
It's
off.
Pretty. It's not an ocean. It's a river. Yeah. So it's it doesn't move really.
I fucked on a boat once.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations. I never have. Was it on Jews on Boats? Was it on the Jews on Boats boat?
No, it was on some fucking yacht. I don't know.
I should have.
Who was the guy?
It was weird. Who was that guy, Peter? Oh my God.
What guy?
How I'm going to explain it is not going to be able to narrow.
Where's your
down.
Mic? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Who you had sex on a boat?
He was like kind of shorter, muscular guy. John something.
Strong?
No, not John Strong. He was kind of D-list, probably on like steroids or something.
Kind of D-list, is that what you said?
Like, you know, for male performers, he was kind of always kind of like...
On the fringe.
Yeah, but not really. Like, he was a relatively well-used guy. What the fuck was his name? I'm glad I forgot it, though.
What's the percentage of male performers these days are Jewish? Because in the beginning, there were a lot.
James Dean is Jewish.
That's right. Or, He's the biggest star right now, yeah.
Ike Diesel's Jewish.
Chaim Berkowitz is also a big porn star.
I don't know what percentage.
But who are the big ones, the forefathers, like Ron Jeremy, and you have a Jamie Gillis?
Spiegler's Jewish.
Jamie, what?
Spiegler's Jewish.
That's right.
Who?
He's the biggest agent in the business. Oh, Mark Spiegler.
Oh, that's good. You want a Jewish agent.
That's redundant.
Yeah. Don't forget.
That's redundant.
What's his name?
Bubbles, get the fuck off my fingers.
Well, what was Switzerland like for you?
Oh, it was great. So first we went to Montreux, which is right by Lake Geneva. It was sort of pristine and stuff. And then I went
with
my brother.
That's really fancy, right?
Yeah. My brother in Zermatt in the ski community up in the Alps by the Matterhorn. We skied by the Matterhorn every
day. Holy shit.
Ugh, dog, you're gross. Have some manners. You live like a fucking two-year-old.
Why did dogs...
How when you get caught doing something, instead of like pulling your hand away, you just keep going. Otherwise, everybody knows and it gets uncomfortable.
Why do dogs always want to lick your face?
I think it's the salt.
Trying to lick the cum off of it.
Right, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I've been doing that lately. Take your cum. Take your cum and you put it on your face at night.
No. What did they say? No, seriously. That
no,
is
I do
true.
That at night.
That
it's
is
great.
True. Because they say when women see sperm,
yeah,
it fights depression. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
That's a comment.
That means God made it.
Depends on
so you'll is. Be you'll live happier if you have sperm in you. God made you need it. That's not fair.
As long as it's not diseased, I guess.
No, even if it's diseased, you still want it.
No, we don't.
Well, I'm this is great that you're traveling overseas.
Yeah, I'm trying to go everywhere. So China, 3 weeks. I got 12 days in Shanghai and 10 days in Hong Kong.
Do you ride motorcycle?
No. Maybe I will, though.
My friend runs like a motorcycle club in Shanghai. His wife.
What? In Shanghai?
No, no, Beijing. I'm sorry, Beijing.
Oh, that's not where I'm going to be, Yoshi.
Sorry.
Come on, man.
When are you going? When again?
June 5th through the 25th or something.
This year or next year?
This year.
Oh, shit.
Snap. Oh,
wow,
snap.
Wow, that's my cousin's name.
Snap? Oh, snap. China, you're the funniest country. China, we laugh at you.
Are you headlining?
Yeah, but it's just some run that Tom Rose went on where it's just like nobody knows me there. The only rule is I'm not allowed to talk about the Chinese government. But I was like, can I talk about American government? They're like, yeah, they don't care. And also, the main rule was do not bring any weed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, don't
no,
do
no,
that.
No, no, no.
They were like, do not.
They'll put you, have you seen Locked Up Abroad? They will put you Asians away forever.
I mean,
ever
those people do not tolerate that shit
okay,
at all.
Okay, so here's my other plan. Instead of not bringing weed, I'm thinking of bringing 9 joints. Just straight 9 roll joints. That way they'll be like, no way is this motherfucker bringing 9 joints. They won't expect it, and they won't even like bother me.
If you put it in a cigarette box.
What about like other drugs? Is like aspirin, is that fucking illegal?
No, but you could.
Depression medication, but is that illegal?
You could make Chinese medicine like panda ball soup or whatever you want to get, and, you know, shark
just
fence.
Try to get some little groupie Chinese girls shark to bring you some hash. They got hash over there. That's what they have.
For real?
Yeah, no, you just got to get
stuff
some
from Afghanistan.
Chinese girls to come through with some hash.
Oh, interesting. Hash is allowed.
No, it's not. It's allowed, not allowed, but that's what they have over there. It's easier to get than weed.
Wow. I might just not smoke. Isn't the punishment so harsh?
No, yeah, they'll fuck your shit up.
And like, rampant prostitution.
And like life
Beijing
there means life
yes.
for real.
I heard about, and this I might do. I heard about this thing where a girl gets up on a rope and it spins, you know, to get tighter and tighter. And so it gets higher and higher, and then she lets go and she spins around. And you just lie there with a boner, and she just spins on to your, like, to her face is on your boner.
Where is this?
In Shanghai, I think.
It would be cool if she
it's
started
a, it's a hurricane.
While
it's a tornado blowjob. And it just spins, and it just spins around.
Wouldn't you? It's a blowjob?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be worried about teeth, though?
Yeah, she'd have to be good at what she does. She's a professional.
Oh, she's really, really fucking old.
Yeah, yeah.
And pull her denture out of there.
Yeah.
That seems so elaborate for a blowjob.
It does seem like a lot, but it's a nice spin on the old classic.
Well, I couldn't imagine. Okay. I mean, you know, when you started comedy, did you knew you were going to have this much success and then you're going
to
be
no
traveling?
No way, man. I was just hoping to get by. But that's really what I'm doing, I guess. But I just like take some gigs that I can go to like other places. So I got to go to Sydney and Melbourne. I had Kangaroo. I almost had Kung Pao Kangaroo. But I was like, nah. Asian place is going to fuck it up.
I love Australia because they do have their brand of racism that is not mm-hmm. similar to here.
It's the Abos.
What's that guy? Jazz musician from New Orleans, white guy. He's been in movies as well.
Harry Connick Jr. Yeah. Bam. Bam. That's the right answer.
He was talent judge on an Australian talent show. And they were going, wow. Basically, what they had was 9 white guys with the black faces, and the whole audience going crazy. And they're loving it. And Harry Connick Jr. is from Louisiana. You know,
he's like, that's not a lot of work.
Yeah, he gives 0. And they were shocked that that's not entertaining for the rest of the world when you have a bunch of white people, black faces.
Like, but we're not black. Don't you get it?
Yeah. it's okay to make fun of them. But yeah, it's not that they're racist. They just don't know any better, it seems like. But I was shocked seeing that Harry Connick Jr. said, hey, you know, I don't live here. Maybe you have a different sense of humor. But where I'm coming from, this is just really obnoxious.
Really?
Yeah.
He still gave it 0. Good for him.
And they feel really, really bad about it. And,
You fuck up with Harry Connick Jr.'s mood, it's bad luck for like a month. Hey, what's the endangered species of animal I can eat in China?
That you could eat?
Mm-hmm. That I can readily find in Shanghai or Hong Kong.
You could probably find
eel?
Just about every.
Yeah,
no,
I,
no,
eels
are.
Like, I have eel.
Why are they
like
available?
The shark fin soup?
Yeah, shark fin. Whale. Any like.
There's
any,
some
like,
of those.
Whale
there's soup. Those endangered snapping turtle.
I saw one of those in Florida.
They put a foot right in front of them and they hit stick out and they chop the head off.
Whoa.
And blood just gush. And then I had it when I was like a year and a half. My mom made me
you
drink.
You ate one?
She made me drink salty blood. When I was a baby.
Hey.
And she said, that's why I'm the tallest in the family. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. But
what does that do, though?
Was your mom evil?
Her name is Yoko.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Do they serve blowfish there?
Yeah. No, not in Google. China, in Japan. You know, a couple of people per okay. year die because if you don't prepare it right, it's 1,000 times more powerful than cyanide or 10,000 times
really?
More
powerful. It'll kill you, right?
Yeah, you're done. Just. And if they cut it right, you get the tangy, tingly feeling because part of your body feeling that.
Really? That poison?
The paralyzed sensation.
Wow.
It's considered.
I want to have that. Where do I get that?
In Japan.
Oh, I'm not going to Japan.
I know.
Oh, fuck.
No, but it's great. It's expensive, $300-$400 per person, but it's fantastic. If you're looking for that dangerous taste to it, you know.
Well, for my danger, okay. I'm taking a layover in Fukushima. It's a 2-hour layover.
I do want to go there.
Layovers can be the best or the worst, because if you get on the flight and you're sitting next to someone shitty and you have a layover and you have to change, then there's a possibility you get a better situation. Mm-hmm. Or you're just stuck there forever and you're delayed. And
best layover I ever had was in Dallas.
What?
There's good places to eat there.
I was laying over in Dallas from, let's say, from wherever to wherever.
Yeah.
From LA to New York. And I got a 3-hour layover. I got off. A girl picked me up. We went and had sex. I had never met her before.
You just tweeted?
Like a
we met online. We met online. Yeah. We went, did it a bunch, and then drove back, smoked pot on the way to the place to do it, smoked pot on the way back. And then I stopped in the candy store right when I checked back in and boarded my flight.
Perfect.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Does she open for you now?
No, she's not coming.
So what's the plan for the rest of the year? Just I know you do a lot of stand up. When is your special coming out?
The main plan,
Dave Attell.
What?
The Dave Attell thing.
April 19th, I think, is mine episode. I'm on the second episode.
Oh, day before April 20th. How dare them?
Oh yeah, how dare them?
No respect. I thought Jews run everything in media.
How dare they?
Oh.
So April 19th, great, with Dave Attell.
Yeah.
Uncensored.
That'll be cool. He's editing well, so.
And you're traveling the rest of the year doing stand-up?
Yeah, I'm just going to different places. I want to go back to Europe this year for the winter and go skiing again.
Oh, winter's, Europe in winter is fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about your podcast? We want, you know, it's I like it. I like it when you have other comedians.
Oh, yeah.
I just listened to the one
Why?
With Tom Segura.
Why? He's not funny enough for you?
We analyzed
the God.
Yeah, in your face.
I like it when you do it all by yourself.
All by myself. That's what I sing when I jerk off. Don't want to be all by myself. No, false alarm.
No, but you've been doing it like, what, 3 years now? It's got to be close to 3.
Yeah, something like that. Man, it just adds up every fucking Monday.
And 100, what? So you push
160?
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, so that's more than 3. Yours? Yeah.
Yes.
No.
So have you ever had any weird experiences like with meeting people on Twitter and shit on social media?
What do you mean? Because
like this girl that picked you up from the airport.
Yeah.
Like have you, obviously you've done that before, no? I mean, I've done that more than once.
Really? I've never done that before. I've met girls online since then, and then we've like done it pretty quickly after that, but I've never like, hey, pick me up, we'll do it, and then that's nice to meet you. So
but even just to anyone that you meet from online has ever been weird.
No, I don't think it ever has. Okay. Everyone always says, like, you gotta be careful. Sometimes those girls are crazy, but I'm like, I've yet to see one.
It's gonna happen now. I just jinxed you, probably. Oh.
Have you ever met someone that's been weird doing that?
Everyone I meet is weird.
Yeah.
Wait, did she at least send you a picture of what she looked like?
Yeah, I was
obviously
saw her Facebook.
He's not gonna meet her.
No
for,
way
if he
would I do that.
Are
you crazy? Are you crazy?
He probably looked at a couple of them too to make sure it wasn't catfish.
A lot. She was young. She was like 20.
So it wasn't like when you see
no.
Me-
here's what it was. She saw my show at the Addison Improv, and then she wrote me at my Facebook fan
Fangirl.
Page, which I didn't check that stuff. And I did this joke about liking like young women. And she goes, I'm young. I would totally be your young woman or something like that. But I didn't check until I left. I was like, fuck. Now I always check.
Yeah. That's the only reason.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I was like, well, she's like, when are you coming back? I'm like, not for a year. I won't be back for a year. Yeah. So we just did the layover thing. God, that's I felt like such a winner.
But was that picture it. Accurate? Because
yeah.
It was.
Oh, wait, where's my phone? Because Lexi might.
Because when you see ad for like McDonald's and when you actually go to McDonald's and buy the food,
oh yeah,
some huge world different world
yeah,
difference.
They push it all to the front. They use actual meat.
Yeah,
in commercials. They spray it. It's a whole different situation. Don't wanna be. I want to go back to Europe again. I want to go all over those places.
Well, let me know because I could help you with Scandinavia for sure.
Yeah, something to get me to Europe in December. What can I do? I need something to fly me over there. The one in Amsterdam will just pay for like a hotel room for 2 days and you know.
I could help you.
Bucks. I want like a show. Okay. Yeah, help me then.
I'll help you, providing I'm your opening act.
Sure. I'll help you, providing I'm your opening act.
Sounds like American Dad.
I will help you.
Christina, help.
Providing, of course. I'm your opening act. I should get blunts more often on podcasts.
Oh, so okay, maybe I'm not your opening act. I'll help you at for Scandinavia for sure.
I won't have any opening acts. If you want to get out there, that's fine. The fuck do I care? It's either you or some Scandinavian Joe. Why not?
We'll do you do Scandinavia and Netherlands, and I think you could probably do.
And then I want to get to Switzerland to ski the Alps again. Christina, quit shitting on my dream.
I won't. I promise.
Is that like a dude?
What
did you? Are they into skiing?
I didn't know that, man. What do you mean? What do you think we're into? Basketball? Something where you don't need extra.
Whoa! You manage them.
Yeah. That's right.
You own the teams.
That's right.
I'm not into skiing.
Oh, I loved it. I haven't skied in 15 years before last year.
I've never been skiing.
I don't think I would even be able to ski if I tried.
Really?
Probably not. I'm too
so
clumsy.
So much fun wiping out.
And I what? Don't like snow either.
I know we're jumping all over there, but...
All over.
All over.
Yeah.
What's the deal with not having Max martial art in New York City? Do you know?
Oh, mixed martial arts? Yeah, it's unions. Just crooked unions, man. That's all it is. But they want to get paid. Exactly what it is. They say, okay, the New York State Union who runs the concessions, they say, fine, you can have it here. If we get to do all your concessions for all your stuff, even Vegas. And they go, no, we already have a deal with Vegas.
Oh, is that
people.
What it comes down to?
And they go, well, then you're not going to be legal in New York State. And they're like, guys, we already have a deal with concessions people there. We already have that deal. And they're like, well, then we don't have a deal then.
Unbelievable.
That's what it comes down to. No, like, oh, is this safer or anything like that? It just comes down to that. Garbage.
Man.
Garbage with the unions.
Everybody's mobbed up. Doesn't matter.
I don't watch MMA, so.
Oh, yeah.
I just prefer boxing, that's all.
She got by with Adam Hunter.
About what? Do you prefer boxing?
I said something about that I thought MMA was homoerotic because they fought with no shoes on and they wrestled each other. And he got really butthurt about that. And it was like his life mission on Twitter to like make a statement. And then he kept making all of these jokes, but it was all about like me getting killed by MMA people and shit. Mm-hmm. It was really weird and creepy. And he went on for like months and months.
Man. Insecure.
But can you honestly say that gay men do like mixed martial art?
Well, who cares what I say? I didn't even graduate high school. Like, who gives a fuck about what? I don't know nothing about wrestling.
Gay men like watching. They just gonna watch porn.
Some gay men do like to watch the men wrestling because it's kind of fucking like it's homoerotic.
It's like watching Jello wrestling for girls. Like, who would watch that?
I don't know.
Dudes would watch that.
And
if you're a dude and you like dudes, seeing two sweaty dudes, barefoot, shirtless, muscular looking, they've got their hair all lined up, looking right for their fight, all wrestling on the floor, that's probably kind of sexy for a gay man.
It's hot in here, isn't it?
He does have a point.
I'm getting the tremors.
Whatever, I'm not hating on it. Do your thing, wrestle. I just like to watch
it. Would you hook up with Adam Hunter?
No.
In no version of the world would you hook up with him?
No. Never.
That ain't her type.
Oh,
she
yeah.
doesn't like big muscle bound.
You like brown?
Yeah.
I like brown guys sometimes.
Sometimes.
I like tan guys too. Fuck you. I've dated plenty of white guys. I'm just sick of them taking my money and trying to fuck all my friends and shit.
What?
You talking about Adam Hunter?
No, what Peter said.
Oh.
Are you guys that stoned that you're not even on topic? Peter's still with it because he's not.
That's right. I'm the one here who's keeping the flow.
Peter's keeping it real.
Yeah. These gummy bears are amazing.
They are. They're really good.
They're really old.
What are they? All of the show is just us eating food and.
I got you guys too high, too soon. Bed
Island. This is what happens on Bed Island. Yeah. This is what it's all about.
It's just about chilling.
I forgot the girl that you were dating last time I saw you.
Who? Where?
She was beautiful. Holy Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought, like, there's no way. Iris must have got a TV deal or something.
Yeah, I don't know how I got her.
I was just like, holy fuck.
No, she didn't know how
pretty you know who I'm talking about?
She didn't know how pretty she was. Yeah, that's what it was. She just wasn't aware.
I mean, I thought, wow, good for you, Ari, but she was so pretty. Like,
yeah, she grew up in a small town.
Well, that'll do it every time.
But yeah.
In Visalia or something.
She.
Visalia.
That,
so she didn't know she was hot.
That reminds me, girls from Scandinavia, they don't realize how pretty they are because a lot of them look like that. So they don't think they stick out. They don't until they leave Scandinavia.
And then like, oh.
I could get free shit with this.
Superhero. Yeah, I get free shit with this, yeah.
No, they do, they really do. If you have a really pretty face, it's like Platinum American Express. You get shit free. There's expiration day. You can't renew it. But you better use that shit when you have it.
Can't renew it.
Hungarian What happened to her?
It got too hard.
To deal with her?
No, she got too hard to deal with me.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Why are you asking, Yoshi? Are you trying to fuck her or what?
No. I just, like, when I saw, like, wow. Goof.
Yeah.
That's like.
It went for like a year or two.
Oh, okay. I just saw her that one time.
Yeah. Yeah,
any
she's pretty cool, too.
Any question for Ari, Christina? He's very funny.
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot right now to think of a question. Now everyone's looking at me. I don't know.
Like, would you like to have another joint?
Questions like that. That'd be a great as questions. Good. Just to be like, do you want some water?
Water.
My second question is, do ranch Doritos or regular Doritos better?
There's no choices. It's what I provide and that's it. Yeah.
So, wait, but let's go back to being in Israel.
Yes.
I'm fascinated with this.
You guys are the chosen people.
Why you hated it there when you went there, you said.
I know. That's why I'm trying to figure out why
you
want to
know why he had a good time?
I was studying the Talmud in the yeshiva.
What city were you in?
Jerusalem. Yeah.
From J-Town. All of it.
J-Town.
I live in a kibbutz outside Tiberias for
Jerusalem. I was only in Jerusalem for like a few days.
What were you doing there?
My sister got into the Maccabiah.
Maccabi. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I played for the Argentinians because they didn't show up. So me and my friends made a ragtag team of volleyball players, and everyone started chanting for us because they knew we weren't really there. So they were just going, Argentina.
Wait, do you speak Hebrew?
Does your mom speak Hebrew? I don't know. We didn't get to talking.
Sorry.
It's actually their mother.
Do you?
I did, but it's not that good right now. It's been the years. It's been maybe like a decade since I've spoken it. Maybe more.
See. What about Yiddish?
No.
What is that? That's like Hebrew.
Well, every Jew knows some Yiddish.
Yiddish is like garbage people's language.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's this mixture of like German and Hebrew. It's just this guttural. Like, it's got no written. It's got no grammatical rules.
Is it Ivonics?
It's Ivonics for Jews.
It is kind of
for
like
European
Ivonics,
Jews.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's never been an official language. They're just things that mean things.
So,
and they also get like flavor by every region you're from. So if you're from like where they speak Hungarian, then it's like it'll be some different words there.
When you were there, did you hang out where the Palestinians were hanging out? And did you mingle with them, or you just would never do that?
No, there was no mingling with them. It wasn't even a.
But within, but can you tell the difference by looking?
No,
you can't. I mean,
if they're wearing street clothes, not really.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I can't fucking tell the difference between you guys. I really can.
I did hear
unless you see Orthodox.
Yeah, they're poorer. There's that. They're darker there mostly, but
good arm strength.
That's the one thing I noticed. The poverty. There's such abject poverty, and it's so like such a polar difference between the poor and the well-to-do. And it's like you like walk past a certain block or something, and all of a sudden you're surrounded by the most awful poverty imaginable.
But they have a lot of rocks.
Yeah. They do have a lot of rocks. Yeah. You know, they have a mall, though, in Gaza. There's a mall with a movie theater.
Well, that's cool.
It's not like all rubble. There's plenty of nice parts of Palestine.
But Ari, the irony mall. Of it, like, who makes most of the movies in the world?
Jews.
Yes. So yeah. I'm just saying, what do they show?
They don't have a lot of selection. They have Passion of the Christ still playing.
Oh, my God. Mel Gibson, he was in that, right?
No, he
directed.
Made it.
Oh, he was right. He's so creepy to me.
It's the most profitable independent movie of all time.
He's so creepy. I don't care.
I love Mel Gibson.
I've heard that
he creeps me out so much.
You met him?
No, but he just like even before he was in the media saying anything bad, he's just always creeped me out.
He didn't say anything bad. He just said the truth. Anyway, Ari.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. It's not true. Jews do not start all the wars. You guys just profit from it.
You just finish them.
Yeah. Stop who the it. Rothschild? Is that what it was?
No.
Stop choking the dog.
I heard there's great nightclubs in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I was religious back then, but I heard that's like a great place to be, like a single person.
Yeah.
That's where you should have been, Peter.
I was in Tel Aviv. That's where I was for the most part of my trip, but I couldn't go. I was just like waylaid. I was sick and I was with my parents. I couldn't go anywhere. There was nothing I could do, so it was not fun. That's the end of that story. Yeah.
So you were that religious back then?
Sounds
I can't even imagine.
Time.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, what started it all? Why? Well, besides the doubting God and stuff. I mean.
Oh yeah, that's all. That was all it is. Then I was like, well, I shouldn't do this anymore. Then. And so I just stopped. And I had Taco Bell. There was one nearby.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, sounds
good.
It
made me barf. I didn't know if it was because of
you
the guilt
ready for
or
that.
Because my stomach wasn't ready to 30% meat. I didn't know how to process that yet.
So what was it like typical that you get up, you go to school and learn religious studies?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then what, you go to a synagogue? Not every day.
In Israel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pray. Get up, pray. Eat, learn until, and that's, you know, 8. Start learning at 9 until like 1. Eat, take a break for an hour, come back, study till about 6:30.
Wait, when do you masturbate? I don't understand how that's not working.
At night, it's getting to that. yeah, study till 6:30, pray.
Yeah.
Eat again. Then you're off. At about 9, most people study on their own until about 11.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Extra, but if you want to go into town for something, you can go into town. That'd be fun. And then, then repeat the next day. Oh, then masturbate, and we're ready before we go to sleep. Right. But you had a roommate, so you couldn't, and it was like real frowned upon. So you had to really move slowly.
Oh my God.
Really?
Just kind of just. Touch.
What's the thing that Jewish people do in the like this the kind of stuff? Uh-huh. Can't you just kind of like
davening?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can't you just kind of sneak it in there?
No, that's a little too public to sneak it in.
You can't.
Yeah, yeah, it's tough.
How funny is that, though, that like both guys in the same room are doing the same thing, but they don't want the other one to know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
But why is Torah, why is it against masturbation? Why is it
wasting
so,
seed?
Oh, because you want to kill Palestinian, you need the army. Is that what it comes down
just
to?
Just a wasting seed. It's less of a sin to have sex with a non-Jewish girl than it is to masturbate.
It is?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because you're not wasting the seed. As long as you don't use a condom, it's less.
So they're against condoms?
Wasting seed.
Yeah.
Against wasting it.
You can't recycle it?
But I think they just didn't understand. Your body keeps producing it.
Yeah.
You can't run out.
Jews are the most chronic masturbators of any people on the planet.
I believe it.
I saw a Jew, like, one of the Orthodox, like Hasidic Jews in Montreal, dropping off a black hooker out of his car. just big black hooker, and it looks so weird. Because he reads as like religious, but then it's like, wow, yeah, I mean, of course, you have desires.
Some people like chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Do you, what? Okay, remember 5-6 years ago in New York, some rabbi got in trouble, Orthodox Jew, and they do the ceremony in you where you cut the circumcised the baby and you suck the blood off of the tip of it.
Yeah.
And I guess he had a herpes, so he ended up giving the herpes to the kid, and the kid died.
Oh my God.
And
oh
then God, and here's the funny part. But you know how you're doing a good job circumcising the baby when the baby grabs your head like this,
Oh God.
Stupid ass.
But like what they're exempt because it's religion. You could cut little baby's dick pieces of it. You could kiss it goodbye.
Cuz it that baby died, that herpes kid?
Yeah, died. There's a cases like that, a couple of babies per year.
Well, maybe he would have died anyway.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Why would he have...
Where does that come from, Mr. Religious Man? Or used to be? You're an expert.
The baby?
Yeah.
Some commandment. Something.
It's in there in the Bible? Suck the baby off?
It says you'll apply a suck to it.
You'll apply a suck to it.
But when did you hear about it in Israel? Did they still do that there?
Yeah.
They still do it here. What are you talking about?
It's to make sure that's not infected. So you like the saliva has like cleansing, you know.
Unless you have a herpes sore.
Unless you have a herpes sore, then it's horrible.
I don't understand how the rabbi with herpes could have his license to perform brises.
No, but you can use napkin. I mean, I don't understand why.
Oh my God.
You know those sanitizer wiping thing that you see at the gas station?
Yeah, yeah. You should be able to use those now.
Like Purell or what?
Yeah, like why do you have to kiss it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Good question. Well, the Jews aren't so big on adopting, you know, changes in technology. Oh, yeah. And
whatever. They didn't have herpes back then. They didn't know about that. So then now they do. So now what are you going to do? That was
you guys don't have a problem with nukes. Where does it say in the Bible? You guys are good with technology. You guys are Jews. You guys are good with technology. Who made nukes? Jews.
Yeah, but we still, you know, are on the don't combine meat and dairy tip, you know, and all that.
That is funny.
Oh, I'll make the call if I can be your opener.
Oh my God!
Those Orthodox, do you think they hate women, or they're just strict about their rules?
Strict about it, and then because of that, they look down on women. Yeah,
man,
it's crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, they don't really respect chicks.
But
they don't really disrespect them either.
Not the way Muslims.
They're separate,
not like
but equal.
That. Not like Muslims.
Yeah,
separate but equal. That's what I'm running for the president. That's my new platform. Separate but equal. Let's give it another chance. Like, look, guys, obviously, this living together is not working. It's obvious now. So listen, it didn't work before separate but equal, but we just didn't have it down right. Let's make sure everyone gets equal benefits. Really make it equal and really make it separate. I'm going to rebrand it. We're going to call it equal but separate. The focus is on the equal part.
Oh, okay. Are you I want to hear what's April 19th on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
You're doing an uncensored comedy with Dave Attell, the great Dave Attell.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You're part of that. And then April 20th, I have a Store 20 show.
I'm doing
a 420 show at the Comedy Store during the day. Store 20.
You guys are filming again.
Store 20. What? No, not filming it. Just a fun show, variety show.
Okay. And you'll be in Shanghai June
5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th.
And on.
16th, I think. And then Hong Kong after that, right on the 17th, I think I go to Hong Kong.
Oh, you're going to love Hong Kong. Those clubs where a guy will clap their hands and a group of women will go on the stage with their numbers on them. Like when you order Chinese food, I went number 4 or whatever.
What?
Ho train.
What?
The Ho train. Like at the strip club when they get all the strippers in the building and they have to walk down the stage
and they all go down.
Yeah.
And you pick whichever number and they take you to their private room and they give you a massage and then fuck you.
Wow.
That's in Hong Kong.
That's in Hong Kong.
But no. You want to go Macau? That's really crazy.
Yeah, that.
Like, there's more hookers than cockroaches in China.
Wow.
Oh my god.
And there's a lot of cockroaches in China and rats. No, but Macau, you need to just take a boat, hour away. You should
really?
Definitely. Yeah, it's Vegas on steroids.
I want to see the Great Wall of China.
You're not going to miss it.
You know, David Copperfield walked through the Great Wall of China.
Wow. And now he's dead. I don't think he's dead.
But
actually.
Shanghai, it's very... I think Shanghai would be very important for you because China was kind enough to help the Jews flee Europe during World War II. There is a community...
I don't remember that.
But there are a section in Beijing and Shanghai where ghetto... Where Jews live, and Chinese Jews, they're same difference, really. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
there are very many similarity. Well, Mark Zuckerberg married a Chinese girl.
Oh, there you go.
Jewish guys are into Asian girls. Not you, but not necessarily.
I'm okay with them. Yeah. I'm not against them, but they to me that's equal to whites, like sexually. Blacks. Obviously, I mostly stay away from that.
Why is that?
Just never been bonered up by it.
And people get mad. People get mad.
I gotta go get one.
Yeah, but you can say you're not into blondes and it's okay.
People get mad. You say you're not into blacks. If a black guy says, I'm not into Asian or white women, nobody thinks twice about that. But
yeah.
When you say that about that, they get all angry.
Yeah.
But in Sweden, all the black guys date the white hot girls. And the black women I met over there, they have to travel outside of Sweden.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Same kind of shit. Same bullshit everywhere. Well, I guess we have then your Twitter account.
Ari Shaffir.
And your podcast every Monday.
Every Monday. It's called The Skeptic Tank.
And
boom, 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 boom.
Skeptic Tank.
It's awesome. I like it. It really grew on me with the shark in the back end. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, Ari, I want to do it again.
All right. Yoshi, Peter.
Christina.
And I'm Christina Rose, and we are out of here.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. And then please follow Ari. Funny guy, great guy. And
Yoshi, if you beg, it just sounds like begging.
What?
It's too much already.
I'm saying you're a great guy.
Okay,
I can't say that.
But it's like it's a lot. It's
He's
a lot.
Complimenting.
All the fans in Europe, help him get a gigs in Europe because, you know, Jews are coming back to Europe again for some reason.
We're starting to trust.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching, and talk to you guys soon.